Hey, this is Josh Scobie reporting from London at the Grove Hotel. We're about to go talk to a lot of employees here about the Jaguars. All right, we are here with Patricia and Ellie. They work here at the front desk at the Grove Hotel. How have the players been with you guys? Have they been nice, been mean? Anybody in particular that stands out?
No, they've been quite good. They're funny guys, so it's nice actually to have people like that.
Who's been your least favorite person so far?
Don't know
any names?
I don't know the names, but they're all friendly and funny.
All right, we're here with Bawan. He's from Nepal, and he's been cooking us food all week, which has been delicious, so thank you. Well, tell me, what has been the weirdest question you've been asked by the players so far?
They will ask a lot of questions about, I've seen some players having the waffles with the bacon and then something like that, which is like typically Americans, which is a bit weird to the English taste. But, yeah, sort of things they really want, like sweet flavors and stuff like that, which is a bit weird to me. But yeah, they're pretty good people. I really like it.
I was a big fan of the egg soup y'all made yesterday. Have you made any more of that really runny egg soup?
Which runny soup? Scrambled eggs you're talking about?
Yeah. We make them a lot more, yes.
But normally, scrambled eggs over here, we normally do with the creams and mix it like nice and runny. So people like with the bread, when putting the bread, like spread it out in the bread. So that's why they normally like it. But back in America, they like it more solid.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's that, but yeah, they love it that way.
All right, we're here with a doorman named Danny. Danny, tell me about this thing they have here called the Cockney Rhyming Slang.
It all stems from many years ago in London. If you're a Cockney, you're born under the sound of Bow Bells. So that means a certain area of East London. And they have their own language. They said, for instance, you'd use apples and pears for stairs and butcher's hook for look. And you'd have lots of different words. It was so the police couldn't understand what the locals were talking about.
Now I understand. Someone tried to explain it to me last night. I had no idea why you would even say that. But so if police are listening, they had no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, it's more of an ancient thing. As now it's used more of a cultural thing. But it's that was their slang to avoid themselves from the police or anybody over here in a conversation.
Okay. Well, can you give me your best American impression?
You guys have a nice day now.
That's pretty good. That sounds like something from the South, like where I grew up. All right, we're here with Chris. He does some driving for a lot of the players and people that want to get out on the town. Chris, have you heard any funny stories or anything strange that's gone on with Americans coming over here and asking you anything in particular?
Not really. I mean, they're pretty well advised before they get here, but I've had some funny things happen.
What happened?
It wasn't so much with the Jaguars, but with the Falcons. I was picking them up from here, and I was taking them to town, and I always ask, who wants to ride shotgun? And the guy said, I will. And he jumped in, but he jumped in my side where the driver's wheel is, and he sat there for 5 minutes. And eventually I just said to him, do you want to drive? And I went to give him the keys. And he looked at this steering wheel as if it was something that was evil. And he went, oh, my God. And he just shot out the car and he ran around the other side and got in.
Well, at least it wasn't the Jaguars. They taught us which side the people drive on over here. So I appreciate it.
That's right. You're welcome.
Can you give me your best American accent?
Not really. No.
Tell us what to say.
Say, how y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
That's pretty bad.
How are you doing?
Well, you're better at British accent than American. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.